Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome each and every one of you, all my 300 to 500 million listeners, to this episode of Infotainment, all of you across the pond, and I'd like to wish you well, as I know some of countries are going back into lockdown, and stay safe is what I have to say about that, because I do have listeners in England and other places that are going through that. And how many of you in the U.S. are glad that this election is coming to a close? Hopefully, we will know a victor fairly quickly. Even with all the intimidation and threats of violence and court challenges, hopefully we will know. And which term are you the most, do you hate the most? Is it social distancing? Is it doubling down? Is it wear a mask, which I do, and which some people don't, but even at sit-down restaurants, you're required to wear one as you go to your seat. But I've been told by my neighbor that's a false sense of security because you have to take your mask off to eat, but somebody has to police that, because I was at a restaurant where 6 to 10 people came in there without masks, and they should be turned away. You don't get served until you come in with a mask. That's the way it goes. I'm sick to death of all those phrases. New normal, this is another one, and all the rest of them. How many will be glad when it is all over? In an effort to get away from all the politics that are bombarding your brain at the moment, I'm going to do several weird and bizarre stories from several states. First up, I have a story from Alabama, and here it involves a carnival worker. It's fitting that it involves a carny. No matter what state you live in, there are weirdos who do things that will make you wonder if their parents were swimming in the same gene pool. And if you're lucky, they make the news and delight you with the ridiculousness of the headline. Ridiculousness. I do watch that show sometimes. On MTV, need proof? Mandatory comb through all sorts of Google searches and weird news sites and chose one ridiculous headline for every state. This carnival worker was arrested after butt-dialing his friend while having sex with his dog and recording the act. Oh my. Russell Joseph Myers, 54, of Alabama, is the second person in the state charged with toughened bestiality laws. Myers was arrested after he allegedly butt-dialed a friend's voicemail, recorded him having sexual relations with his German Shepherd. The ex-carnival worker, emphasis on the X, yeah, also owned a Chihuahua. Police say he did not molest that dog. Prefers the German Shepherd. Myers may have to register as a sex offender if convicted. May have to register. The dog is okay and being cared for by animal control. Well, thank God it's at animal control. Now, that story was totally disgusting, and I'm sorry I picked it. All I hope is that the German Shepherd took a bite out of his penai.
Uh-oh, we got a moron here.
And bit it completely off. But we shall move on. I'm glad I waited until now to start this podcast again. Started a new recording of it since the first story. We now have a winner in this presidential election of Joseph R. Biden and Kamala Harris. And it was a long haul to get there as far as vote counting. With all that time to prepare for the write-in absentee ballots, it was like you felt some states were using the Pony Express to deliver ballots, or they were checking them with quill and inkwell and doing it by candlelight. But they wanted to be thorough and stuff like that, and we should thank all those poll workers and vote counters, and even though they had to put up with protesters outside at some locations and all that other garbage. And now it seems to be, the big question is, will President Trump make a concession speech when the reality sets in that he will not be the next president? I did see a press conference from the Philadelphia mayor. I'm not sure of his name. Maybe I'll look it up before the end of the podcast. But if he was running for mayor here in Worthington, I think I would vote for him, because he seems to have more backbone than most in the Republican Party to actually saying that you lost the election and you should try to go out with a little bit of grace and dignity. But he kind of explained it, and I think he's going to have the catchphrase of the election. And it's going to be the title of this podcast. And here it is.
You know, I think what the president needs to do is, frankly, put his big boy pants on. He needs to acknowledge the fact that he lost, and he needs to congratulate the winner, just as Jimmy Carter did, just as George H.W. Bush did, and frankly, just as Al Gore did, and stop this and let us move forward as a country. And that's my feeling. I doubt he'll listen to me, but that's it.
I did a little googling, and I did find the mayor of Philadelphia. His name is Jim Kenney. James Francis Kenney is an American politician who is the 99th mayor of Philadelphia. He was elected on November 3rd, 2015, defeating his Republican rival Melissa Murray Bailey after winning the crowded Democratic primary by a landslide on May 19th. He must be very popular, but I'm not here to rip on Trump to the max, which I could because he's planning more rallies. And I'm going, is that the most important thing you could be doing right now? But as of now, I'm looking to the future. And right off the bat, I can see that the future president is starting to take this job a lot more seriously than our current president and his golfing right now. but he needs time to process his loss, I guess. So we will talk about the future. And Trump did get out his vote. That I will give him that. In a lot of rural areas. And he told them to vote in person, which they did. And I think that's why Trump was so shocked that he lost, because his votes were counted first. But there was a underswell of a lot of Biden voters who took the coronavirus seriously and mailed in their votes, even with all these lawsuits, which are not finding them to be of merit, that there is widespread voter fraud, at least in 10 cases that I've heard. Maybe it's more by now, but I have heard that 10 cases were thrown out. And there was that one tweet or whatever showing ballots being burned, which were actually blank ballots. Nevertheless, we have to look to the future and get some sort of bridge between the Biden people and the Trump people. And we are not each other's enemies. We are the United States, and the enemy is, the major enemy at this time is COVID. And it sounds like he's forging ahead and putting together a task force. I did not hear Fauci's name mentioned, though, right at this time. But, you know, I'm sitting here at the infotainment studios, well, my apartment, and looking over at one of these blue surgical masks that I have, and it's not showing any political preference. It's a health thing for me. So until we do have a safe vaccine, it is wise that people who went to Trump's rallies who did not wear a mask, they might reconsider that with having quite a few days of over 100,000 new cases each day. And I've heard and been told from people who have had it that it is terrible, but they survived. So even with the vaccine, the virus will still be among us. The sad part of that, I wish our current president had not scoffed at mask wearing when it was found that that would help curtail the spread a lot earlier in the year, because he did mock reporters who wore a mask and they were trying to ask questions, and he was telling them to take it off, but they wouldn't. And it should have been told, you know. I thought maybe Trump would have learned something from having COVID about the importance of mask wearing. He couldn't even keep it out of the White House. But now I'd like to backtrack a little bit and talk about the Philadelphia mayor. Now, he should copyright that little phrase there, big boy pants. He should, if he has to do any more fundraising for another campaign or something, he could have some t-shirts made up, hats, put on your big boy pants. Maybe work with, say, like Kenny Chesney and work out a country song using that line. She left me today. She got in her car and drove away. But I knew, sipping on my whiskey, that someday I'd have to put on my big boy pants and say so long to you, bitch. After 135 episodes, I finally sing a little song. I thought about changing that last line. So it was a little bit more in tune with the rest of it, but there would have been little differences in it, and I wouldn't have been as happy as it, it turned out. I had to listen to that a couple times. It sounded pretty good, actually. I should finish that up and try to sell it to somebody. Maybe Wheeler Walker Jr. He could work with that, I know. Yeah, Donald Trump should put on his big boy pants, and Rudy Giuliani should keep his hand out of his pants.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That was legitness.
Next up, we have TV prosperity evangelist Kenneth Copeland weighing in on this election. Well, mainly his own prosperity, but here he is.
Well, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. The Associated Press said that Joe Biden is president. Ha! Yeah. 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 Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be president. Mickey Mouse is going to be king. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can laugh all you want, Kenneth. But let's see who's sitting in the White House next year. As much as some people would like to see Trump's tax returns, it might be even a little more interesting to see what your tax returns look like, Kenneth Copeland. After I did that story, I found out a little more information on the Kenneth Copeland meltdown. Trump-supporting televangelist Kenneth Copeland has the weirdest meltdown over Biden victory. Copeland threw a fit over the announcement that Biden had won the election. Televangelist and private jet aficionado Kenneth Copeland isn't coping very well with President-elect Joe Biden's victory over President Donald Trump in last week's election. And he picked an unusual way to show it. In a footage posted online by the progressive group Right Wing Watch, Copeland laughed maniacally, laughing so much that his flock joined in. Copeland, who has boasted of being a very wealthy man, as I'm sure he is, while also pleading with donors for cash to pay for a private jet to avoid flying with demons, served on President Donald Trump's evangelistic advisory board. It is unfortunate that Copeland has made a lot of his money off backs of the people, of a lot of people that can least afford to do so. And here's what I would like to say about you getting a new jet with their donations.
Denied.
Well, since I'm already seeing Christmas decorations out, I might as well do a little Christmas story for you. Mark and Spencer's new Christmas pastry has an absolutely filthy name. Now, this is a British retailer. That's why I didn't recognize it as a pastry shop. But it is a new cronut-style pastry for the Christmas season, but it's not the delicious flaky layers that's winning attention on social media. It's the name, Santa's Yum Nut. The British retailer's tweet in introducing the pastry also sounded a little, well, just let's read it here. Who wants a bite of Santa's yum nut? Our yum yum donut hybrids have been giving, have been given a Christmassy makeover with a delicious flaky pastry layer and a sweet Santa's belt topping. Find them in our store bakery. Mark and Spencer's has a history with this sort of stuff. They offered a love sausage for Valentine's Day and an Easter bunny doing yoga that some thought looked like a little suggestive, I guess. Then there was the ad saying that they put the D in bread, as in vitamin D. What were you thinking? In any case, Yum Nuts has been the company's name for its cronut-like pastry for some time. Last month, they even introduced the Yummy Mummy Yum Nuts for Halloween. The offer to take a bite of Santa's Yum Nut, however, was just way too much for Twitter users to take. And here's some responses to it. There's one gal who feels strongly that the name of this donut must be reconsidered. Who wants a bite of Santa's Yum Nut? Our Yum Yum Donut Hybrids. Oh, that's the ad there. let's see, another woman, Joanne. She says they paid someone to come up with that name. With question marks. You mean they actually paid someone to come up with that name? Melissa, how many folks did you run that name by, buddy? And Scott here says, yeah, it's the trademark for me. Keith says, you got to hand it to M&S. It was going to take a hell of a marketing message to disrupt the Twitter conversation today, but Santa's Yum Nuts have achieved it. Talia, she just says, his what? Okay. Sailor Plutocracy says, the horny Santa people have logged on. And Doug here says, meanwhile, one of UK's largest retailers has decided that a winning seasonal slogan is, who wants a bite of Santa's Yum Nuts? Let's see, Justin. As someone who's worked with trademarks before, I know that about 7,000 people saw and approved the phrase Santa's Yum Nut before this post went live. Let's see, Jay says, you can't even say Merry Christmas anymore. Now you have to say Yum Nut. Merry Yum Nut to you. Another responder says, Santa's Yum Nut. I want to be good for Santa, but not like that. And there we have it for comments about Santa's Yum Nuts. Looking by the picture, they look pretty tasty, actually. A lot of sugar in that topping, though. Can't make this stuff up, people. Probably a sweet and salty taste to to it, but great story. Next up, I do have another story which will help renew your faith in mankind. Brazilian senator caught hiding cash between his butt cheeks. Reps for Chico Rodriguez have not yet commented on the cash allegedly found down his pants. Well, I'd say more than down his pants. Drop your pants and say, ah. Brazilian senator, there we go. Chico Rodriguez was caught in a police raid with money hidden between his butt cheeks on Wednesday. A judicial source briefed on the matter told Reuters amid an investigation into the misuse of COVID-19 response funding. Ah, great. In the Senate, Rodriguez represents the state of Roraima and has also been chosen as a deputy leader for the agenda of the administration of President Jair Bolsonaro, who won the presidency campaigning heavily on ending the corruption between previous governments. Rodriguez confirmed in a statement that his house was raided without giving details. He denied wrongdoing and said he had been clean throughout his 30 years in politics. His office did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the cash allegedly found down his pants, an incident that was widely reported in major Brazilian newspapers citing unnamed sources. The federal police declined to comment, citing the confidentiality of the investigation in a statement on Wednesday. The police said they had carried out raids as part of an investigation into the possible misuse of congressional funding directed to the health secretary in Roraima to pay for the COVID-19 response. On Thursday, Bolsonaro said the police raid was evidence that his government was fighting graft. There is no corruption in my government, and we fight corruption, whoever it is, he told supporters outside his official residence. Bolsonaro's anti-graft credentials have faltered since the presidential campaign. His former Justice Minister, Sergio Moro, an immensely popular ex-judge who is known for his tough stance on corruption, resigned earlier this year, alleging Bolsonaro had sought to interfere in a police investigation for a personal gain, an allegation Bolsonaro denies. The president's son is under investigation for graft in Rio de Janeiro. Bolsonaro and his son deny wrongdoing. Well, it does not restore my faith in mankind when you're stealing COVID-19 relief money. I would like to say now, if you enjoy this program and would like to see it continue, you can make a donation, a financial donation of any amount to RandyMS12. @gmail.com via PayPal. Any donation would be greatly appreciated. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters @RandyPodcaster. You can email me a comment at RandyMS12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.